Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
I like that he's at his Tim Brando phase of his career, where it's just wind him up and let him go.
Yeah, he's very good
like,
at it.
In Charlotte.
Again, only a few people can do that.
In Charlotte, I would interview Tim. He was like a regular. He's like once a week.
Yeah.
And you get two questions in with Tim.
Yeah, but with Tim Brando, you're like, let's do this.
And it was like Lord of the Rings. Like it'd be a long journey, but you'd get there.
Yeah.
You'd throw that ring into the mountain. You know what I mean?
Well, it's funny. I was thinking during the interview, I was like, if this was a podcast, I'd 100% listen to it because I want Ari's thoughts on this. Yeah. Like, this is good. But two things that were interesting. One, the idea that Ross Bjork might not understand the Michigan rivalry is 100% a real development that Ohio State fans have to part into the Ryan Day equation. Because like we always ask ourselves, what matters more to an Ohio State fan, beating Michigan or a national title? Ross Bjork 100% is in the win a national title camp, and it's not even close. The other thing...
Which, by the way, I do not want that as the AD. Like, it's bad enough to have a head coach that doesn't get the rivalry and forces it. Now to have the face of the rivalry, the face of the entire sports program not get it, oh, that's going to trickle down.
I mean, there's just zero chance. Like, you can be a great college football fan, and you can do everything around the sport and still not completely understand that until you actually live here or around it.
But here's the thing. What's wild is Ryan Day's been there for 7 years, and he still doesn't really get it.
Yeah.
He gets how other people feel about it, but he has not internalized it. Is Ross Bjork going to be the same thing? Because if so,
I mean that
gets bleak real quick.
What I know for certain is there's no way he's picked it up in the short time he's been here,
like,
right?
When it no longer matters if Ohio State hockey beats Michigan hockey, and it no longer matters if Ohio State basketball or women's basketball or any of the sports, it's just a rivalry. I'll be honest, you really want to get some people to pull their funding real quick and get people to fire a lot of people. That's how you do it. I still don't know how this guy got his job.
Well, because he did it at Texas A&M, and there's just not a million people that have had those big high power jobs, it just all recycles. It's like being a CEO.
But
why do you think the CEO of Adidas is the guy that used to be the CEO of Starbucks? That used to be the guy. You know, it's the same environment.
But whether it was Andy Geiger, whether it was Gene Smith, both of those have a AD tree that is replete with good candidates. I mean, we're 3, 4, 5, 6 amounts of candidates who've been wildly successful at Power 5 jobs that have experience. This dude, I don't know you can say his job is a success in any of the places he's been other than he's raised a lot of money. I mean,
maybe they look at those.
Does that just matter more than actually the ability to hire and foster winning cultures?
I think people did look at what he did at Texas A&M in that way, because the boosters at A&M, I mean, it was talked about in college football circles, the amount of money that they were able to get.
Yeah,
now, I look at it like it's Texas, and there's money everywhere
course,
in Texas.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think other people looked at it like, wow, he generated how much money over there? Anyway,
the Power 5 guy generated a lot of money in a football-crazy state. Whoa!
Think about how much money Texas had. They just spent so much on SMU to make them relevant. There's money everywhere in
Texas.
Got
them to the ACC, literally bought their way into the ACC.
Oil money's a real, real thing in Texas.
I just need to break me off a piece of that oil
There's money,
money
everywhere
just a
there.
Little
the
bit.
State is massive, but there's money everywhere.
Like 1% of that oil money, and you're never working again. You're in Tahiti.
And they care about football in a way that is ridiculous.
And then just come out and occasionally go, Roll Tide!
That's Alabama.
but some people from Texas also went to Alabama. You know what I was making a generalization. Just because they're from Texas doesn't mean they just love Texas programs.
You just wanted to say Roll Tide. It's okay.
I did. It felt good.
I always think of that commercial. Man, he was a virgin until he was 28. Now look at him. Roll Tide. The other part that I thought was interesting is if Ryan Day had a hard time against Michigan, Michigan's not going to get any easier next year. Michigan's, they've not only have the number one quarterback in the country, but like if you couldn't beat Michigan this year, why is Russ Bjork thinking that he could beat him next year?
Yeah, and I and not just that. Another thing that Ari said is, you're not running back the same team next year. Meaning, you're still going to be good, and you're going to reload, but next year you effectively become who Michigan is this year. It's going to be a new starting quarterback. Almost every weapon other than Jeremiah Smith, a meaningful weapon, is off to the NFL. I don't know. I mean, they've got a couple offensive linemen in the portal, so that gives me a little bit of hope. Oh, and by the way, about half your defense is going to the NFL as well.
Yeah, and they did get in the portal. I know they landed a couple guys, and they were pretty happy about that. And then the tight end is coming back as well.
Is G. Scott coming back? Or you're talking about the there was a Purdue tight end.
Yeah. Like, there's a couple things, but you're right. Jeremiah Smith is back. You're going to need a new quarterback, though. It's going to be a brand new team.
Just win a national championship. Just do it. Just beat Oregon tomorrow, and just because here's the thing, it just alleviates all the pressure.
I'll take everything off of Ryan Day, but I do think there is something to the idea that if they beat Oregon, I don't think Texas is the cakewalk that a lot of people are thinking that it might be. I just don't feel that way. What's the scenario if they beat Oregon and then lose to Texas when after that game tomorrow, if you're a fan of Oregon, you think you won the title, and if you're a fan of Ohio State, you think you just won the title?
I think if you get to the third round of the playoffs, I think you're going to be fine. Because I think you're going to say, well, you went 1-1 against Oregon, so you in some ways reclaimed your Big Ten superiority because you won last and you advanced farther into the playoffs. And honestly, you went as far as we could expect you to go, and maybe then we'll accept that Texas is a good enough team, right? Do you think that it becomes fait accompli in Ohio State fans, if they win this game?
I think if Ohio State fans, they're just
moving goalposts.
They're just going to talk about that you have to win the title now. You're supposed to win the title. And then they'd probably end up being like a 4 or 5 point favorite against Texas. And if you lose that game, it will be perceived as a massive letdown.
All right, guys, we're going to continue on with this. But I'm just curious where you guys are and the importance of tomorrow's game and the direction of this organization. And whether you think Ryan Day still coaching for his job, in case we missed it, next on 92.3 The Fan.